The federal government has backed away from an election promise to impose a ban this year, preventing the Australian cosmetics industry from selling products tested on animals. Instead, the fine detail of this year's budget papers reveal restrictions won't be in place until 2019 at the earliest. Nick Grimm reports.
The federal coalition believes Australians don't want to see animals hurt unnecessarily. Certainly, that was its position 12 months ago in the lead-up to the federal election, when it announced it would ban the sale of cosmetic products tested on animals. The promise then was the ban would come into effect from July this year, the coalition assuring voters that timeframe would provide industry and retailers with a, quote, defined and reasonable transition period. It was a move welcomed at the time by animal welfare organisations. But as they've digested this week's budget papers, they've discovered that the cosmetic industry in Australia has been given more time to comply with the proposed ban, which now won't come into full effect until the end of 2018.
It's pretty disappointing to hear that this really important legislation has been pushed back a whole 12 months.
Laura Wayman-Jones is from PETA, People for the Ethical Treatment of Animals.
These kinds of bans are already in place in lots of different places around the world, including New Zealand, Israel, and the entire European Union has a ban like this. Not only is it cruel, it's also bad science. Evidence shows that animal studies have really limited reliability and they're pretty poor predictors of human skin and eye reactions.
According to the budget papers, the federal government will redirect $2.1 million from the health budget towards implementing the ban on cosmetic testing of animals and the use of new data on ingredients tested on animals.
We hope that the government's not going to cave into industry lobbying on this.
That's the Australian spokesperson for Humane Society International, Nicola Bynan. She's concerned that the legislation will not only be a long time coming, the end result will be flawed.
And we don't want the ban to only apply to ingredients that are exclusively used for cosmetics.
By most assessments, Australian laboratories ceased testing cosmetics on animals 3 decades ago. But there's concern many products are still sold in this country containing ingredients that are tested on animals elsewhere. But the man who's been given responsibility for implementing the ban, the Federal Assistant Minister for Health, Dr. David Gillespie, has defended the government's approach.
We can't uninvent the thousands and thousands of chemicals over the last 40, 50 years that are already on the register, but this is a prospective going forward ban. In the legislative world, this is actually happening very quickly. People might have had that impression that it's just like a light switch. You walk into Parliament, you flick the switch and then everything changes, but it's much more complicated.
The Federal Assistant Health Minister, Dr. David Gillespie, ending Nick Grimm's report. And we sought comment from the organisation representing the cosmetics industry in Australia, but we didn't get a response.